The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Let's move to the Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue, and let's talk about e-bikes and e-scooters. And I'm in shock, I have to say, when I'm looking at the prices of these things, Andy. But before we get to particular individual types and their prices, just remind us now of the laws that are in force as to who and cannot use scooters, e-bikes and e-scooters on our roads.
Took a long time, Matt, but since the 20th of May, e-scooters are legal on Irish roads and you don't need a licence to ride one. And your e-scooter does not have to be registered or taxed or insured like a car. There are some technical requirements it has to have. For instance, max weight of 25 kilos and a maximum or lower speed of 20 kilometres per hour is what you can do. You've got to be over 16 to use an e-scooter, and it needs to have a C mark, which shows that it conforms to EU regulations. And if you're riding it and you're under 16, the Gardaí can confiscate your e-scooter.
I wonder how popular they're going to get as the traffic becomes increasingly heavy in our cities.
I think they will probably be very useful. I mean, I experienced bad traffic today. I use e-scooters a lot. I use the rental ones from Bolt and Bird. And for that last kilometre or two of travel, they are fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, and they work.
You can walk though, Andy.
Yeah, but if I'm dashing to see you...
You're late, is it? John Gibbons often comes running in here. He's late at times. We'll see if he's on time tonight. Okay, let's look at some of the possibilities of things. And obviously, let's not confuse the e-bike and the e-scooter. The e-bike, is that the lazy man or woman's bicycle?
It's kind of... it's if you want to go further, and I suppose there's an element of safety to them as well, and you like, you know, you like cycling, so you pedal like you do on a regular bicycle, except you have this electronic power assistance. Whereas with an e-scooter, you stand on it and it goes, and it requires no effort from you. Using an e-bike does require effort, so you still get exercise.
You still get, and you say it's safer, and always safer.
It's stand-up scooters.
Oh, you're safer than the scooter. You're in more control of things, aren't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Although you're still equally as vulnerable as being hit by something else.
You're equally vulnerable on the road, but the e-bikes have come on. The technology is so good now and surprisingly popular, Matt, and you see them, a lot of couriers use them, but people who like cycling in the country, you know, it makes longer trips or those hilly ones possible.
Okay, you've got the first choice. You have the VanMoof S5 e-bike, and my jaw dropped when I saw the price of it. €2,800 for a bike.
Yeah, it's expensive, and all of the e-bikes are expensive because there's a lot of tech in there. They have a big battery. They have to be built very light. Now, in the case of the VanMoof, it is absolutely beautiful. It's the S5, and they have a range that became popular in Ireland even going back a couple of years. But this is sleek. It's a real premium e-bike, and it's kind of designed for urban commuting. It has a huge battery, and it'll give you about 150 kilometres of range. So your charging is fantastic, because even if you can charge it in the office, it goes a long way. And it has built-in theft defence technology.
What does that mean?
It means it's a clever thing. Connects to your phone, to your app. You know, if you get parted from it, there's various bits and pieces to it. So it just helped. Now, obviously, you lock them, but in a sense, the bike can be disabled. And one of my favourite things, it's a little bit Back to the Future, but it has a turbo boost button just for those hills, which people like to leave on a lot. But very, very smooth, very stylish.
And then you've got an even more expensive one, the Super 73 RX Mojove e-bike.
Yeah, this is kind of like BMX in a way for e-bikes. And
off-road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of off-road. It's kind of, but they're very cool. It's got 4-inch fat tires for stability, and it has this kind of retro style. And Super 73, they have their website is a great browse, because it actually makes you feel like a child, because you really look at them and you think, oh, I would love that.
€3,700.
Yeah, they're expensive, and you can get them cheaper. But again, I suppose, you know, you've got the huge tires. It's got decent range of 120 kilometers, and it, like, this is kind of about style and substance.
Those tires can still puncture, but I suppose the 4-inch tires, I mean, that's one that with the racing bikes, I mean, the very thin wheels and tires, which are great for giving you speed, but they don't particularly give you, particularly if you're on slippy leaves on the roads and stuff like that, they don't give you much stability, do they?
No, they don't. And that's, I suppose that's why, and you know, you say off-road is kind of where this is designed. It is for on and off-road, but that's why you've got the big tyres for stability and kind of makes it feel like a scrambling motorbike in a way.
Now, go to the e-scooters. You've got the Pure Electric Advance Plus e-scooter for €1,500.
Pure Electric make great scooters. They're expensive, so this is the high range. You can buy an e-scooter for, you know, a few hundred euros, we'll buy you one. But this is a really advanced one. It's got it's 700-watt motor, and it has dual suspension, which when you think about it, is incredible on a scooter. Range of about 40 kilometres, so that's kind of a nice commutable distance. And it's the suspension on this is absolutely brilliant. So you get power, but it's almost hard to believe. But on an e-scooter, it's really comfortable, and it's a real commuter's scooter.
Okay, there's some very interesting comments coming in from listeners, right? There's one here, I've got arthritis and I find it better to use an e-bike because it's easier to cycle so I can still go on my daily cycles. Mm. I love my e-bike. I hadn't thought of that, and that's a good point. A lot of the comments coming in are probably more maybe aimed at the likes of Charlie Weston and yourself. Who pays if an e-scooter damages my car as they don't need to be insured? What about helmets? High vises and lights for scooters? Seems to be no rules for them. Another one, does the bike to work scheme cover e-bikes?
It's a good question, and I believe it does. You'd have to look it up on the Revenue website, but I believe that they are covered.
Okay, let's go on to some more of the ones that you have. You've got a 9-bot Segway Max G2. This is at a cheaper price, relatively speaking, €800.
Yeah, I think it's just touching on to €800, but 10-inch...
Pneumatic tires,
which is very, very cool, but it's got this regenerative braking, you know, like Formula One. I think KERS, is that what it was called? And big battery, 70-kilometer range, and I suppose it makes it's kind of a fun vehicle in a way. And but the long range and smooth riding, people, you do see the Segways being used a lot for kind of those urban trips.
I want to jump on to the GoCycle G4 e-bike at 3,800. And the reason I want to do that is because this is a foldable e-bike. And I think at the moment, isn't there been for the Lewis and the buses and whatever, there's no rules about you not being able to bring e-bikes and e-scooters on board. But if this one can be folded up and sort of put under your arm, would you be able to chance of getting on without being thrown off the Lewis or the Dart or whatever?
Well, you probably could, because you can put it in its bag. And I just tweeted a video actually of me assembling this.
Okay.
And because we covered it on our gadget show going back a year or two ago, an earlier model of this. And so it's, and I mentioned this.
Is that the one you sent me out around St. Stephen's Green on?
No, that was a scooter.
All right. That's right, that was a scooter.
Yeah, yes. The GoCycle, the foldability, Matt, is just absolutely incredible. And they only weigh about just over 17 kilos and charge time about 3.5 hours. But you get about 65 kilometres of range with them. But they are so practical and so portable. And literally, you fold it up and it fits in a bag, not much bigger than a rucksack, that you can put on your shoulder and bring it on, you know, well, bring it to work.
Okay, so that's 17.6 kilo, reasonably heavy for some people, I'd imagine, but not for others.
Not for others, no. And in the bag, it comes with a good bag. And I think I think foldable bikes are just a fantastic idea, particularly if you are commuting.
Okay, look, we're out of time, unfortunately. I have to leave it there. I know you have a couple of others that you can put up on your Twitter feed or on your webpage. So thank you for that, Andy O'Donoghue, and Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.